Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Edition of What's on Your Mind. We do have a weather alert for you. Wait for it. It's winter. There you go. Just want you to know.
Do we need to put out a warning every time winter happens every winter?
I think so. Yeah, we're kind of. I was at Mass early this morning, walking out, and Tom Somerville is just a delightful soul. Been one of those daily Mass guys you see all the time, and we're walking out, and the wind's blowing like crazy, and he said, "Well, I guess we'll have winter this year, right?" So we got to remember, we didn't even have it last year, for crying out loud. So. I guess every once in a while we're going to have winter, right? Even like 2 years ago wasn't much of a winter, as I recall. You know? And it's winter now, so there you go. And we also have a travel advisory every day. And that is, if you've not driven in winter before, no travel advised. No travel advised if you've never driven in winter before. Otherwise, everybody else has seen this movie. And they know exactly what to do. We did get a report at Crystal Springs on 94 of a deck knife semi. And so there's going to be areas where it's going to cause you a little bit of a problem. My lovely wife Maria is driving our daughter's car down to Tempe, Arizona today. And she said the roads to the South Dakota line were a mess.
She needed a co-pilot?
Snow covered, and yeah, I thought about it.
I don't know that I'm coming back, though.
Scotty, how did you not end up on that trip?
I actually volunteered. I said, I'll do it. She's like, you stay home and take care of the dog. I'll drive. So
you've done once on your duty from behind the wheel before, so this wouldn't be a first.
I'm an excellent driver.
I don't think I'm supposed to do the show behind the wheel while driving. So,
well, yeah. As long as your hand's free, you're fine. Just don't have.
Well, I was hands free, but
okay, there you go. You're about fine. You're having a phone conversation like a bazillion other people are having.
Well, good point. Good point. Yeah,
you're fine.
All right, I'll embrace it. I'll embrace it until they pass the law and say no radio shows behind the wheel. Then I guess I'm good.
I haven't seen that law yet, so I think you're good so
exactly
far.
Exactly right. All right, Senator Kevin Cramer is going to be here for the full hour of a talk radio town hall after an insane week in Washington, D.C. He had a double insane week because he was in the Ukraine. Yeah, he was in the Ukraine. Man. And the story out yesterday is we'd heard some rumors that he was going to be able to meet with the Ashley farmer who's imprisoned there. There's a North Dakota farmer in jail.
Yeah, saw that.
Oh, my gosh. So Senator Cramer goes to the Ukraine government and says, no, I will be talking to the North Dakotan, thank you very much, which is gutsy in and of itself. But he did it. So we'll talk about that. Also, of course, I guess we don't have voting rights anymore because Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi.
We lost you for a moment there.
But it's only for people of color, right?
I mean, you lost me?
That's who lost the right to vote.
Yeah, we lost the Fargo connection for a while there, but it's back.
Okay, good.
Start that part of the rant over.
Did you hear the part where we've all lost our voting rights?
It was right as you were saying that it went.
Yeah, because we don't. Evidently, we can't vote anymore. Two reasons why. Because Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and Joe Biden didn't get their way. And they also were not allowed to shred the traditions and the rules of the U.S. Senate to get their way. So we got a crybaby.
So they're taking their jacks and marbles and going home.
Evidently, yeah. So all of that with Senator Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. If you have a question for him, you can call right now and leave a message. This is our 24/7 line. No waiting. 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. Real easy instructions there on how to leave a message or chat with us live on the air on What's on Your Mind. Senator Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall, next hour. I want to also ask him a little bit about legal theft. Do you remember him talking about legal theft in our elections?
Yeah.
And what that meant was all the rule changes due to COVID, right? So state by state, there were all kinds of changes. And by the way, it happened in North Dakota. And already, for instance, the city of Fargo says, well, we did it then, let's do it now, we'll have mail-in voting forever. It's like there's zero responsibility for any American to say, I'm going to vote. And so, now we're going to mail-in voting for ad nauseum. City of Fargo's doing that. Well, there are a lot of rules like that that the Democrats wanted to make law by federalizing the election.
They wanted to make the cheating tactics legal.
Precisely. They wanted to make legal theft forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can look at countless examples in very key states of the election rules changing as a result of COVID, where you have custody of ballot issues, all kinds of things.
So and most of that circumvented those state legislatures. I mean, it didn't even go through any sort of process.
Well, yes, executive orders. Yeah. And I think even worse than not going through the legislatures, were just totally shredding the state constitution.
Right.
Where there were very clear rules about how to do elections. So that is the five-alarm fire of election 2020.
Wouldn't that alone invalidate results from 2020? I'm just asking for a friend.
Well, you've got to do it.
I mean, you all cheated and subverted the law, but we're supposed to live with this?
Here's what I'd say. The mechanism in the Constitution is that once the states say, this is our vote,
yep,
and that goes to Congress, it's baked into the cake.
That's it.
There is no remedy built in to say, oh, wait a minute, we screwed up. Can we change our vote? That doesn't exist in the Constitution. So I think our number one job is to expose the ick, and there was a lot of it, okay? Expose it all, number one. Number two, make sure it never happens again.
Amen.
And number three, I think at some point we're going to be able to say, all right, if this was done correctly, Joe Biden isn't the president of the United States. But there's no remedy to do that. And, you could say, okay, we have the data that proves that he wasn't.
Which we've already done.
Now let's impeach him. Because he really wasn't the guy that did that. But it isn't like somebody can go, poof, now the election changes. I just want us to never do this ever again. And I think Biden's already proven he lost.
Yeah.
he didn't even get a year in before he circled the drain. So anyway, we're going to talk to Senator Cramer a little bit about that. I think the most important topic of the day is the calendar. January 21st. And one of the most dreadful decisions ever of the United States Supreme Court when it said it is legal to end a life. Under the auspices of the right to privacy, if I choose to kill a baby in my womb, that's okay. And now we're coming up with 60 million deaths as a result of that awful Roe versus Wade. Thankfully, there are challenges to that making their way through the court right now, but it doesn't.
Yeah, we've lost Fargo again.
What the heck? Should I just get on my laptop?
Okay, you're on. You're on. You're on now.
You know what? I gotta fix this. Todd, talk for 10 seconds.
Talk for 10 seconds. What's in your mind at 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or don't forget the new text number. 1-701-237-1590.
All right, 237-1590.
Well done, Todd.
We're on the right connection.
Well done on that 10 seconds.
Good
job. So,
I hope I can do 10 seconds after 40 years of radio.
I fixed it.
I just think that means the gremlins don't have the same concern about the United States Supreme Court sanctioning a Holocaust as I do. The gremlins want me to be silent.
Ah, they're working against us.
The gremlins will not win today.
No.
Because January 21st on your calendar tells us this is the day that the Supreme Court said it was okay to kill 60 million innocent children
and call it the right to privacy. Thankfully, the youth of America are on the rise on this issue. And they are taking their country back. And science. Are we supposed to follow the science? Follow the science of COVID. Follow the science of global cooling, warming, climate action, whatever their jihad of the week is.
If the climate hasn't changed or whatever it is.
But we don't follow the science on what is obviously a baby. And thankfully, science is informing the courts, and this too shall change. But today, there's a March for Life, Bismarck, North Dakota. God bless him. We're going to check in with our friends at the University of Mary. We're getting ready to March for Life, the biggest march on Washington. Very rarely reported that way, but it is. Every year, the largest march in Washington. Incredible event. This too must end, folks. We cannot be the America our founding fathers or the good Lord intended us to be until it is no longer legal to kill a baby. That's just wrong on so many levels. Disagree with me? Lay it on. Let's go on. What's on
your mind? Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI VIN dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI VINs, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition and nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at abmnow.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You had to pick the saddest one.
Maybe we can talk all night. But that ain't getting us nowhere.
Meatloaf. Rest in peace. 74 years of age. It was his actual name, Meatloaf?
No. Marvin Lee Aday. Marvin Aday, yep.
But, I mean, he went by Meatloaf.
He did. In fact, I met him up at Moondance Jam.
Of course you did. Yeah.
And it was funny. I said, hello, sir, Kevin Flynn. He said, how you doing, Kevin Flynn? They call me Meatloaf. I said, yes, they do.
Yes,
and
they do.
Legally change Meatloaf.
Yeah. And, of course, somebody on my Facebook goes, oh, condolences to the entire Loaf family. For
come on.
I'm like, man.
The whole Loaf family. Yeah, here we go. Anyway,
very
Meatloaf
sweet guy, though,
passed away at 74. Quite a talent.
Yeah.
That's
a lot
for sure.
Of movies and TV, too.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah, great actor in addition to the singer.
Yeah.
What's on your mind? Brought to you today by our friends at Patriot Mobile. You can switch to Patriot Mobile now and get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. It's so easy. Whole Hand and Family switched over. They just make it easy. And nothing's ever easy when it comes to wireless cell plans, phones. You notice that's just a hassle. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily, patriotmobile.com/flagfamily, or call their U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. Remember, special discounts for veterans, first responders, multi-line accounts. You're supporting a company that loves America, loves you, and shares your values. PatriotMobile.com. All right, telephone number is 800-228-0550. We have some breaking news out of the University of North Dakota today. Andy Armacost, the president of UND, has issued an update on the draft gender inclusion policy. Okay? This has been in the news of late. And remember, the Catholic bishops of North Dakota had written a letter. There was a press conference a week ago today on this. And it is all over a proposed policy. The most concerning part of the policy, if you'll remember, was the fact that a student under this policy could select their own gender and then be assigned privileges directly connected to that gender in locker rooms, bathrooms, and the sort. So here's the update from Andy Armacost. The recent public discussion about a draft gender inclusion policy at the University of North Dakota highlighted concerns both about freedom of speech and religious exercise and expression and about protections for transgender students, faculty, and staff members. At last Friday's press conference, we addressed these concerns as well as the intent of the policy. The campus-wide committee that drafted this policy identified relevant laws and state policies and assembled them into a single accessible document that highlights protections already in place. Further, the committee's intent was to bring a sense of humanity to a highly marginalized group. The draft policy included guidance about the use of preferred pronouns on campus for students, faculty, and staff. Uncertainty existed about the consequences of not following this guidance and the impact on freedom of speech and religious exercise and expression. UND has a strong track record of free speech protections with a green light rating by the Nonpartisan Foundation for Individual Rights in Education. Our campus policies recognize the importance of promoting speech as a conduit for ideas and providing ample space and encouragement for the expression of a broad diversity of viewpoints on topics where members of campus may have passionate and principled disagreements. Limiting speech cannot be the answer as we face challenging issues. However, when speech becomes the source of discrimination or harassment, existing UND policies offer protections to all members of our campus, including in the areas of gender identity and sexual orientation. These protections with well-defined thresholds are consistent with federal and state law, and they guarantee access to education and employment for each member of our campus community. As a result of the recent discussions, and because existing policies already provide equal opportunity protections to all of our campus members, UND will cease its work on this draft policy and will not implement it. The decision should not signal a lessening of the support we show to each and every member of our campus community. At UND, the exception is that all of us treat one another with respect and dignity in each of our personal interactions. What's next? The conversations over the last week illustrate the importance of our strong and enduring commitment to free speech, the free exchange of ideas, and a civil dialogue, which are central to the mission of our university. This illustrates my vision for a campus where we come together to address our differences rather than driving each other apart. Andrew Armacost, president of UND. In my mind, perfectly said, well done. The headline of this is this idea that you have to write a policy for every particular group's concerns. Pretty soon, the overarching themes of any entity are meaningless. And Andy Armacosta is saying, we're already recognizing all this. Now, the committee will probably be ticked because the committee loves this stuff. They want to carve out special protections here and special protections there. And, oh, let's take care of this group because they're going to be a victim if we don't write this policy. And I applaud Andy Armacosta for doing the right thing here.
I have a question. How is one supposed to just know what one's preferred, what is it, pronoun? Is that, how are you supposed to know what one's, when, let's say you have a trans woman who you can clearly tell is a male, genetic male, dressed with a wig or with dress or whatever, and, you know, how are you supposed to know how they want to be referred to?
You have to ask. In fact, I think it's in LinkedIn, if I remember right. That's the one. They have parentheses, him, her.
Right, yeah.
Whatever.
Kevin, you better ask, or you're being insensitive.
You better ask. Is that the thing?
You better ask.
Right, and it's to that point now where some of the social media is starting to just go ahead and put it there so you don't have to be left in the dark fog. You know, oh, okay, Scott is to be referred to as a male, a him.
This is getting ridiculous.
By the way, and to be clear, I won't get upset, nothing. I don't have a problem with any of it unless you step on a court, get in a pool, step on the track. Then I'm going to be very insensitive.
Well, here's
then
the deal.
Then you're going to know I'm here.
Just go by the golden rule. Treat people like you'd like to be treated. This is not complicated, and Andy Armacosta has uncomplicated the situation at UND. Good for him.
Henry, I agree.
In Fargo, what's on your mind? Go, Henry.
Hey, good morning, Scott. You're marking 60 million dead innocent babies today. What are you going to do to mark the death of our gay country? The only people that saved our country so far is two Democrats, Manchin and Sinema. Our Republican Congress has done nothing to save this great country. Do you remember Ed Schultz?
I do remember
Ed Schultz. The North Dakota delegation came to have dinner with him, and next thing you know, he's a Democrat, and he's flying around his own jet and got a TV show. When's your TV show coming out?
It's on right now. I'm watching him and Kevin.
Yeah, I think he's trying to be cute by saying I've somehow been co-opted by somebody, which is, you know, kind of offensive, Henry. But it's talk radio. We open the lines for you to say whatever you want. But to suggest that my opinions or my convictions are for sale or easily, molded to some other ulterior motive, pretty offensive. In the case of Ed Schultz, it's well documented, and Ed would even tell you that he was wooed by the congressional delegation and cooked up the story about the wife. And that, you know, but hey, whatever. Ed's gone, so let's not talk about Ed. But it's not me. Not me, Henry. But God bless you for asking the question. And our country is in peril. There's no doubt about that. So let's get to the work of saving it.
Bob Worrell. Bob is the president of Lincoln State Bank in Hankinson, North Dakota. Tell me what kind of impact you see Hankinson Renewable playing.
It's been a blessing to our community from a lot of standpoints. As an employer, I believe when the plant opened, they had about 40 to 42 jobs that were created. Today, I think that's closer to about 55 jobs. So we have had employees that are driving from out of town, and one of them in particular just built a new home and has just moved in our new residential development. And that was a young couple that he was commuting here to work and decided to buy a lot, construct a new home, and now his family, his kids will go to school here. And so there's those kind of success stories as a result of that plant being here.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Justice Department on Thursday charged four Belarusian government officials with conspiracy to commit aircraft piracy as part of an operation to arrest a dissident Belarusian journalist. The Belarusian opposition on The Guardian said the journalist was coerced to appear in a video broadcast on state TV.
We shouldn't believe any of the words of these people, including Roman Panasevich. Because you have to understand how these words are forced to say.
Prosecutors say the officials fabricated a bomb threat aboard a Ryanair flight carrying the journalist Roman Pratasevich last May. As the Biden administration is regarding Russian escalation in Ukraine as almost a foregone conclusion, it should be noted the Russians are still at the table, and Vladimir Putin may be seeking concessions from the West rather than a military confrontation with their neighbor. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Rest in peace, Meatloaf. What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at MyPillow today. Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow want you to sleep better. You know the most important thing to your health is your sleep. Do you guys know that?
Oh, yeah. No question.
Is that like a no-brainer? Does everybody know that?
You'd think.
So I never understood Donald Trump.
I was just going to say that.
I never.
Except for Trump.
I guess, yeah, there are exceptions to that rule, right?
When I had an opportunity to have dinner with Don Jr., first time, like everybody's asking him all kinds of policy questions. And Don Jr., by the way, is like wicked smart. If you're in a room with Don Jr., you go, this guy could be president someday.
I love his videos.
He's unbelievable.
Yeah, he does great videos.
And so everybody's asking him policy questions and everything. I think this was at a fundraiser for Senator Kevin Cramer, as I recall. And Kevin was hosting the dinner with his wife, Chris, and Marie and I were invited, which was very fun, and some other dear friends were there. And I had to ask him, like, does his dad sleep? That was my question. I didn't want to go policy. I'm just like, does your dad sleep? And he told a great story. I think I've told this on the air before about how, first of all, never more than 4 hours of sleep, which is like subhuman. If you can actually function regularly on less than 4 hours of sleep. So he said never more than 4 hours of sleep, generally about 3 hours of sleep on a given day. What in the world? Think about that. And he told a story about his first week as an employee of his dad's in the office of the Trump Organization, and he said he was about dead, you know, because it was like literally you're in the office at 5 and you're still there at 10 o'clock at night, so he can't wait for the weekend. Saturday morning he's out in Long Island, and the phone rings at like 7 in the morning, and he's like, what? What happened? Who died? Like he's answering the phone, it's his dad, saying, where are you? He said, well, I'm in Long Island. It's Saturday. Get your butt in here. Hangs the phone up. He said, you know, we work Saturdays. We work. So you can not like Donald Trump. I know there's some people that wouldn't agree with the former president, which is more on you than on him because he just did what he promised he'd do. I always get a kick out of Trump haters. What part of what he said he would do and then did upsets you? Let's go through the list here, right? But I'm telling you, that was a hard worker who everything he accomplished in life, pretty unbelievable. Fact check on Scott here from a listener saying, hey, you said today is the anniversary of Roe versus Wade. It's actually January 22nd, 1973. You're right. They have the rally the Friday around, just because a lot of students come in for that, so they always do the right rally. So it actually is tomorrow's 49th annual March for Life underway.
Look at the monitor. They're showing the look at the people.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Wow.
It is unbelievable.
That is a great crowd.
And again, I've got firsthand memories of this. Been there with Shanley kids, been there with the University of Mary kids, and it's a sea of humanity. It really is. And it's so sad this year because
there's not probably going to be the usual amount of people there because they can't feed the kids, for crying out loud. Because Washington, D.C. will not let kids go into a restaurant who haven't been vaccinated twice and boosted and have natural immunity. And, you know, it's just unbelievable. So, and by the way, there is no, in my mind, scientific reason for kids of that age to be vaccinated. So if we're following the science,
yeah, no.
The data would say if you're that age, you've got a 99.99999% chance you will not die from COVID.
I believe you're more likely to get struck by lightning.
You will not be hospitalized due to COVID.
Yeah.
And you are 10 times more likely to die or be hospitalized from the flu than you are this. But boy, oh boy, I'm telling you what. So there's no risk-reward, you know, analysis down there at all. Anyway, back to Mike Lindell. You got to sleep, right? Very important. I got off on a little rabbit trail there on Trump and the sleeping. Back on track. How do you have a good night's sleep?
My body pillow and my premium my pillow.
So your pillow helps you sleep better.
By the way, I'm looking at the beds too. We're shopping for a mattress.
Are you?
And the new beds. I'm trying to see if maybe if I'm down in the city, if I can go sample one.
Oh, they're great.
I got to be able to test it out.
And I'll tell you,
okay, we want a report. Yeah.
Before you buy the bed, I would suggest you try the mattress topper, because the mattress topper from My Pillow transforms your bed.
It does. Unbelievable. We had one of those on the guest room bed at my mom's place, and yeah.
See what I'm talking about? Okay. For instance, dorm room.
Yeah, our bed's pretty shot, but I might really.
Let me just give you this story. Yeah. Our daughter,
yep.
ASU student, crappiest hall, oldest hall, welcome to being a freshman, right?
Yep.
And so the bed was like, I think prisoners have better beds than they get in the dorms as freshmen at ASU,
yeah.
Okay?
I believe that.
So we pop on the 2-inch mattress topper, and I'm the first one to, like, sample it, and I'm like, completely transformed this crap old mattress into a good bed. I'm telling you what.
I believe it.
So, sleepwear, sheets, 2-inch mattress topper, blankets, quilts, comforters, every one of them are half off right now for the rest of the month. And there's an overstock sale on towels, couch pillows, select pillowcases, the body pillow and the case, which would normally be about $118. It's $39.99. MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, or promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028. Okay. We're trying to get Father Bauk, no luck. And I imagine, here's something I know that happens. The march hasn't started yet, but the cell phone usage becomes darn near impossible because there's 600,000 people and their kids, all they do is take pictures and download stuff and, you know, go on apps. And so we're probably going to be hit and miss whether we can get them today, but we're going to have a full report on Monday from them as well.
I have a bit of breaking news.
More breaking news. We first had the news out of UND. Now what, Todd?
Louis Anderson, dead at 68, brief battle with cancer.
Oh, funny guy.
I know.
One of the funniest.
I got to be backstage with him when he was at Prairie Nights here. And, he's just great in person, too. I mean, just an act. He's really that great a guy.
Meatloaf and Louis Anderson. There you go.
Who's third? Come on.
Yeah, there's usually a threesome there. Texter says, for Senator Kramer, if the GOP wins the House and Senate in 22, will you pursue measures to remove Biden and Harris from office to save this country and so many lives? All right, that's as it says for Senator Kramer. We'll save that one for next hour, but it came in just now, so I read it. Texter says, snowstorm 12 miles northeast of Fredonia, North Dakota, half-mile visibility. Okay. Be careful. If you have a road report, we always welcome those. 271-1100, 258-0550. Eastern North Dakota, the flag is 271-1100. K-Fire Studios, 258-0550. Let us know. We love your road reports. It helps save lives. Tells people what they're in store for. Semi-jackknifed at Crystal Springs on 94. We told you that earlier. Snow-covered, slow-going on 29, Fargo to the South Dakota border. Texter says, never was sure about Meatloaf. If you meet him, should you call him Meat or Mr. Loaf? Can you guys help there?
Meatloaf. What did he say? One word, Meatloaf.
He said to you, call me Meatloaf, right?
Yeah, he said they call me Meatloaf.
They call me Meatloaf, yeah. So you could dispense with the niceties and just go right to Meatloaf.
Not as tall a guy as I thought he'd be. Probably about 5'10", but big dude.
Texter says, nice. If everyone in the church says out loud in agreement, we forbid the murder of babies according to the authority we have in Jesus' name, which is in Matthew 18:18, abortion will end. Thanks, says Karen. Repeat after me. We forbid the murder of babies according to the authority we have in Jesus' name. I just said it. Hopefully you did too. Now, if you tell others in the church to do it, Karen says, no more abortion. Whatever it takes to say it's no longer okay to kill a child. We can never be the America we were intended to be by our founding fathers, or most importantly by God, if it is legal in this country to end an innocent life. Can you think for a moment about what those 60 million lives were supposed to do? So Roe versus Wade was decided, horrific decision by the United States Supreme Court, January 22nd, 1973. 1973. Since that time, 60 million babies have died. Just shy of 60 million, I believe the number. So, a baby that should have been born in 1974, do you think there was maybe a baby that would have saved Louis Anderson's life? Because if you were born in 1973, you'd be out of medical school right now. You could be a wicked good scientist. You could have had the cure for cancer. But a plan for a baby was snuffed out. What do you guys think about that idea of someone curing cancer? That'd be okay, wouldn't it?
Oh, you think? Yeah.
Well, we've done a lot in this country.
Yeah, we have cured a lot of cancers.
We've also, you know, all kinds of polio, right? I mean, yeah. Go down the list of things that we've ultimately found a cure for. Maybe we're disrupting that plan. That's why you got to think long.
Finally, cure the common cold.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Texter says, my preferred pronouns, Highness, Sire, Lord.
Good luck with that.
Put that on your little name tag there.
I only refer to as Radio God.
Yeah. Funny,
my wife has exactly the same pronouns. I gladly do it.
Texter says, okay, simple question. What happens to a student or staff member at UND who refuses to use compelled speech?
Great question.
Despite the dropping of this proposal? Yeah.
Hmm.
Texter says, Meatloaf was given that name by his high school football coach because of his portly body. Here's something I don't think you know. His daughter, Pearl, is married to Scott from Anthrax. Kevin probably knew that. I'm a huge metalhead, and Meatloaf was beyond metal. Top five best male singers in the last 50 years. You guys agree with that, or is that a little over the top?
I don't know if I'd go top five. He could go top 10, maybe. I don't, you know, yeah.
He was,
well, he's a fan. You know what? It's his top five.
It's his opinion, and I won't say he's wrong. I don't know if I'd put him in my top five, but I won't say he's wrong on that one.
Exactly. Right. Me too.
He was a huge Chicago Cubs fan as well.
Yep.
Had a bad stroke a while back, and his family kept it hush-hush. Sad deal. Sad deal. Texter says, let's just go back to Hey You for pronouns.
Thank you.
We can all wear like round picture buttons that say, in an effort not to offend, you know, that would go around the circumference in the middle would say, hey, you, or hi, you, or just you.
Or yo.
Yeah, that's from Faith in Starbuck, Minnesota. Thank you, Faith. Glad you're listening in Starbuck, Minnesota.
Yo, Bubba.
What lake is Starbuck, Minnesota on the shores of? Anybody know? Anybody know? I grew up on this lake. Minnewaska!
There you go.
Lake Minnewaska. Fine fishing down there, by golly. John Hinderacher from the Center of the American Experiment. When we
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
So you've heard the reports. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi made up to $30 million in stock trading on big tech companies like Google, the same company she oversees in Congress. And then there's the politicians who flout COVID rules while pushing for lockdowns. If you're sick and tired of the hypocrisy, you need to watch Grant Stinchfield tonight on Newsmax. He's exposing the fakes, phonies, and frauds, like Nancy Pelosi, AOC, and Chuck Schumer. Watch Stinchfield's special series, Exposing the Hypocrites, tonight, 7 p.m. Central on Newsmax, America's fastest-growing cable news channel. America trusts Newsmax, so do I. Get Newsmax on every major cable system. If your cable operator doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want it. Or watch Newsmax free on your smart TV and streaming on Pluto, Zumo, Roku, and more. Millions just like you are turning off the old media for Newsmax. Watch Stinchfield tonight and find out why. You'll love it.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Piper's Auctioneers, your equipment auction team that gets results. There's never been a better time to turn iron into cash. Piper's Equipment Auction Team is prepared to offer a free market analysis of your assets and provide uncomparable options for you, whether it's a private on-farm auction, a timed online-only auction, or consignment in any one of Piper's regional equipment auctions throughout North and South Dakota. Contact Piper's Auctioneers at 701-523-7366 to discuss your Piper's exclusive equipment auction for 2022 or log on to Piper's.com for all upcoming auctions.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Next guest is named Louis Anderson. He's a comedian. He's making his first appearance on national television. And he's going to be opening tomorrow night in Las Vegas, the new comedy store at the Dunes Hotel. And he'll be there through Sunday night. Would you welcome, please, Louis Anderson. Thank
you. Thank you. I can't stay long. I'm in between meals, so bear with me.
For the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind, Louis Anderson did it. What, 60? What? Too young.
64.
And Meatloaf, a little tribute as well, that is 74.
74 for him. Yeah.
Yeah. Texter says, as we all used to tell each other, don't let your meatloaf. Yeah, there you go. Get to it. Get some stuff done. Trent in Douglas, before John Hinderacher joins us. Trent, what's on your mind?
Yep, hello there. I was just calling in regards to Roe v. Wade. Basically, the way I look at it is Roe v. Wade is something that should be put on a bill to be voted on by the citizens of the U.S. Nationally, simply because from what I see, the majority of Americans are not for it at all.
Right. They certainly are not. Those numbers have been changing consistently, I think, because of science. I'm going to ask an attorney that question. John Hinderacher, Senator of the American Experiment, is here. Be interesting to see what the Supreme Court would do about a vote of the American public. I'm guessing it wouldn't make any difference, would it, John?
Well, really, it should be a vote state by state, Scott. I mean, abortion was always a matter of state law until Roe v. Wade came along. If they were to reverse Roe v. Wade, the whole matter would go back to the states. But hey, Scott, I've got a success story that I want to tell you and our listeners.
Lay it on me. I love success stories. John Hinderacher, by the way, from the Center of the American Experiment. You can find out more about them at AmericanExperiment.org. Trent, thanks for the call, by the way, but John's exactly right. That issue should be decided state by state for sure. That's something called the 10th Amendment. But the Supreme Court's also challenging it. Lay a success story on me. Tell me about it.
Yeah, so as you know, Scott, Minnesotans are up in arms about crime. Our polling shows that crime is the number one concern of Minnesotans. And when they say they're concerned about crime, they don't mean that they think sentences are too harsh. That's not what they've got in mind. But Minnesota has a sentencing guidelines commission that's really been given power that the legislature ought to be exercising. And the Sentencing Guidelines Commission comes up with a matrix, a grid, where on one axis you've got the defendant's criminal history, and on the other axis you've got the severity of the crime, going all the way up to murder. And if you plot where you are on that grid, that gives you a presumed sentence for that defendant for that crime. So the Sentencing Guidelines Commission actually does this. And 8 of the 11 members of that commission were appointed by Governor Tim Walz. And as you know, Scott, a favorite trick of left-wing politicians is to appoint far-left activists to committees and commissions that exercise quasi-legislative power, and they do crazy stuff, but the politician says, gosh, you know, I didn't do it. It was the commission. And anyway, they're experts. We got to listen to the experts, right? So Tim Walz's Sentencing Guidelines Commission, in the dark of night, nobody knew this was going on. They advanced on a 6-4 vote a proposal to weaken the sentencing guidelines so that thousands and thousands and thousands of felons in Minnesota would get lighter sentences because the guidelines would no longer take into account whether the defendant was on probation or out on bail. And that would have especially benefited convicted sex offenders in Minnesota. But we learned about this at American Experiment. We got wind that this is going on. We put up a website literally overnight, and we used our army of tens of thousands of engaged activist Minnesotans. And in the space of about 48 hours, we got 4,000 Minnesotans to submit public comments on this proposed change. There was a public comment period. And so there were like, you know, 100 comments in favor of the proposed change from God knows who. And we got 4,000 comments from concerned Minnesotans saying, no way, don't do this. So the commission then, having been exposed to the light of day, held the vote. And not all the members are bad, by the way. Several of the members spoke out against this. And the result was that this proposal to weaken criminal sentencing in Minnesota, the last thing we need, that proposal has been tabled. But Scott, it was 100% due to the participation of activist Minnesotans using our website to submit public comments and let this commission know the last thing we need is even weaker criminal sentencing in Minnesota.
You aren't a kid. And by the way, it's a story that is often repeated by this army of folks that I would call just a common sense folks. And that's why we're so excited at the Center of the American Experiment move to North Dakota to do more of the same. But it's a repeat of what you did on the education standards as well, and exposing what they were trying to do and bringing indoctrination to Minnesota schools. It's enshrined in the standards, for crying out loud, the critical race theory stuff they were trying to do. That was also a victory to stop that dead in its tracks. And it's mainly through sunshine. It's transparency. So congrats, John. Keep up the good work and look forward to chatting again next week.
Hey, thank you, Scott. Have a great weekend.
John Hinderacher, Senate American Experiment. You can help in their efforts. Isn't that great? Unbelievable.
I love you, John. Keep up the great work, man.
AmericanExperiment.org, 501c3 organization doing some great work. So help you get on their mailing list, folks.
We need you.
Coming to North Dakota. Senator Kevin Cramer, when we
at
come back.
At India State Services, your family is always the winner. Each and every time. Give your family the gift of a peaceful private estate settlement today. They'll be so grateful and glad you did. Call us today. Don't delay. That's 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you very much. God bless you and your family, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
You are loved with an everlasting love. You are designed for excellence. You are not given the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Exercise your gifts in times such as these and fight the good fight with the power you were granted by the virtue you were designed for. Enemies, foreign and domestic, with no resemblance of creation, wish to make you a slave. Please exercise your freedom and stand tall. I'm Jim. I'm NBFlagPoleGuy.com. Support America. Install a flag. And thank you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.